It's the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A presentation of Becky Holm, your insurance professional, focusing on Medicare, Marketplace, dental, and life.
Coming up soon, Race Across America, Douglas County Commissioner Chris Boyce in to talk about it. Good morning.
Hi, Kyle. How are you?
Doing good. It's been an annual event for a number of years, but really just ramped up last year.
Yeah, this is the second year in a row where the community has really gotten behind the effort and sponsored enough wreaths to make sure that we have one to lay on every headstone at both of the cemetery locations here in Roseburg, and it's turned into a big community event that we're really excited about.
And historically, it would be like just a small amount of wreaths, if I remember from years past.
Yeah, you know, the first year that I volunteered with my family to go out and actually help lay the wreaths, there was about 1,500 wreaths that were sponsored, and it was apparent that it was difficult to choose which headstones got one and which one didn't. So the community has learned more about that and stepped up big with some big sponsors and several small individual sponsors and even single wreath sponsors to make sure that we don't have that problem anymore.
So do we have the wreaths, cost of those are already, that's already set in motion for this year, right?
Yeah, we're covered for this year, and we are have a little overrun that's going to be put towards next year's allotment, and we'll start fundraising again immediately after the event because the Race Across America organization gives us 30 days from mid-December until mid-January every year where we get two wreaths for the price of one. So we do our major fundraising during that time period.
Wow. What caused it to really ramp up?
You know, I think just the right people in the right place at the right time. A really good friend of mine, John Pearson, is who brought Race Across America to my attention and that of the other commissioners. And the local veterans here are a worthy cause, and the people in Douglas County support veterans. So once we learned that there was this program and that we were having to struggle to get the number of wreaths, and I went with some other folks around the community and talked to folks about the cause, in typical Douglas County style, the answer was just yes. Everyone that we asked said yes. The tribe said yes. We helped from the county, Timber Country, Coca-Cola, you know, Ireland Trucking, all of those sponsors, Toby Luther, Lone Rock Timber, you just name them. The normal players, the people that are always involved in everything in the community got behind the movement, and it really changed the game.
And it was amazing to see how it looked with every headstone having a wreath last year.
Oh, it was overwhelming, Kyle. It was a sight to behold, really. I mean, you drove by the Harvard location, and you know, a lot of those headstones out there are flush mounted to the ground and they're not the vertical type, but even then, you know, looking out across that green grass and seeing all those wreaths out there, it literally was moving.
As we get ready to do last year's, at some point a couple weeks ahead, I was out in the area, had a few extra minutes, and walked around back down towards the river and just sort of walked. I don't think I got to every row, but I was amazed. I mean, some of the historical names, how far back some of these gravestones went, you know, 1800s. I mean, it was pretty amazing.
Yeah, it is amazing. And every one of those folks served our country. And we, of course, want to show them our appreciation for that. And like I said, the community support's been overwhelming. It's turned into a community event that I think people are making sort of part of their Christmas tradition.
So how do people do that this year? What time? Where do they need to go?
Yeah, so it's going to be on December 13th this year. The ceremony starts at 1 in the afternoon. The buses are going to start running at 11 o'clock. From the same locations as last year, so you'll be able to ride the bus into the event from the high school, the fairgrounds, or from the shopping center parking lot out there on West Harvard. And we really need help putting the wreaths out. As you can imagine, 7,000 wreaths. There's a lot of logistics that go into receiving the wreaths, getting them delivered out at the site, having them staged, but the real effort is actually grabbing them and placing them on the headstones, and we say their names aloud, the folks that are buried there. The whole idea is that we remember the folks who have served, and we honor the next generation, and we teach the value of freedom.
And the buses and doing it that way is just really logistics because parking's really limited.
Yeah, and last year we had over 1,500 volunteers sign up, and there's just not room to have 1,500 cars or you know enough vehicles to hold that many people parked on site at each location. So the buses were fantastic, and the school district and the bus service locally helped provide that. It was a much needed part of the logistics planning, and they're willing to do the same again this year.
So do people just show up, or should does it help if they sign up ahead of time?
It really helps if they sign up ahead of time. You can go to reaseacrossamerica.org and push the button that says volunteer and get the information in that way. It just gives us an idea of how many folks to expect. And the reason being, you know, we're pushing this event and making sure the community is aware of it. And the radio station and the newspaper both are helping us get the word out. And we appreciate everyone's efforts. So if we have an idea of how many folks are going to be there, that really helps us.
All right. That'll be again Saturday the 13th, 1 o'clock. Douglas County Commissioner Chris Boyce, thanks for coming in.
Always a pleasure. Thank you, Kyle.
8:37 at the Morning Report.